Morning, Shadow Hills. Well, I'm happy to tell you that the freeze is thawing and things are going to loosen up a bit. And to tell you the new rules, here's Kim.
Good morning, everyone. I know I've gotten a lot of questions about what's going on and what's the board doing and where are we going. And so I will tell you, yes, the county has opened certain activities with restrictions. Now, let's not kid ourselves. This will increase the risk. The county has said that. The county is doing this, quote, play is being cautiously reopened for observation. So they're going to watch this and understand that there's some other areas where they tried to open and then closed back down. But we definitely have to put in place the restrictions that's provided. That's what's taken the board a little time. And we met yesterday for a couple hours to make sure every point in their county order is going to be met. And I'm going to go over all that with you now. But if you have any concern at all, stay home. Don't participate in this stuff. You are at an increased risk as a result of this participation, so you'll need to take responsibility for your own health at this point. And the board even discussed, are we going to open? It was felt at that point, if the county's going to open it, we're going to follow their guidance. They're the ones in charge. So we're going to do that. Now, the county does say, which I've already said, it's a very cautious reopening. Be aware of that. So please be careful. Be careful. Be responsible. And hopefully we all get through this and everybody gets to go play some games. Now, since everybody wants to know what activities are going to open, I am first going to just tell you very quickly, and then I'm going to go through all the restrictions for the particular activities. But I'm going to first talk about the things that are not open and why. What will open on Friday will be golf, tennis, pickleball, and bocce with restrictions, which I will go through. What will not be open, the clubhouses will remain closed. That's very specific in the order. Nothing in the clubhouses will be open. That will not change. Pools currently will remain closed. If you go through the county order and their questions and answers, the pools is pretty specific. It says both public and privately owned shared pools must be closed. And the new order gave no exception for that. The new order only gave an exception for outdoor activities like tennis and pickleball where a mask can be worn. So at the moment, we can't open those pools. In the case of dog parks, currently dog parks are not allowed to be opened. They do not fall into the criteria of the order. And let me tell you how it works. Under the order, it says with proper safety guidelines, our residents can benefit from healthy activities that promote physical exercise. That's the exception in the order. So the county is saying they're going to open certain activities based upon promoting physical exercise. Other activities not promoting physical exercise, but do promote a gathering in one venue is prohibited. So a dog park where people may gather, where it's not part of physical exercise for a person, is prohibited. So at the moment, we can't open a dog park. We can't open pools. Now, I will let you know, we have attorneys in contact with the county, and we're trying to get more details and more clarification as to what might be possible and what's not possible. Clearly, in the case of pools, everybody understands if you're swimming laps, you can't wear a mask. And the county order is very specific. You have to wear a mask for all of these endeavors. In the case of dog parks, it's real clear because they have examples. A picnic, you may not have. They don't want any gathering of people unless it's an outdoor sport based upon physical activity. Now let's go through what will be opened and how we're going to open it. Now, the reason it takes a couple days, I know some people were not happy that it didn't open yesterday like some places do. But until we get the county order with the restrictions, we don't know what we have to prepare and how we're going to do it. And we then have to bring staff back in. That doesn't happen in a day. That takes a little time. We got to make sure staff's there, and then we got to prepare everything. For example, we got to go in and clean all the courts. We got to clean the tennis courts, pickleball courts, bocce ball courts. And then we got to make sure how we're going to implement the restrictions. Same with golf. We have all these restrictions, and we had to make sure, one, staff is there, and two, that it's all ready to go. But the staff's confident we'll be open Friday. So let's go through golf first. Golf. Okay, understand, a face mask must be worn at all times. All times you get out of the car, a face mask is required. Consequences, violators, you'll be removed from the golf course, there'll be no refund, and you're subject to a $200 fine. This is critical. Under the county orders, very specific. You must wear a face mask at all times. Now, I do understand if you take a drink of water, you will pull down your mask, you will take a drink of water, and you'll put it back on. But for those people who are very focused on their swing and think that they need to take the mask off in order to hit a golf ball, that is incorrect. You have to leave it on. Whether you putt, whether you swing, whatever it is, you got to leave it on. Okay, tee times will be available starting tomorrow. They'll start taking tee times on the site tomorrow. They'll be in 10-minute intervals for both the south and north course so that we're spreading people out. Tee times will be available from 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you want to play at 2 o'clock, it will not be possible. 1 o'clock will be the last time of the day. Shotguns are eliminated. Double tee starts will be eliminated. Tee time blocks will be utilized to ensure proper distancing and golf cart availability. So we're doing, if we can, we're going to spread you out. So if somebody has a 6 o'clock, we're not necessarily going to give 6:10 to somebody. We might spread it out and try to get everybody, we're not close together. I know everybody likes to play at 6. This could be a hardship. But we're going to have to work around this. The good news is you get to play, right? Look on the good side of this thing. Tee time reservations can be made through the internet. They'll start tomorrow. Tee time reservations may not be allowed to be made in person. You may not go to the pro shop to make a tee time reservation. You will be turned away. The answer is no. You may not do it. Walk-in tee times are not allowed. Do not show up to the pro shop saying, "Do you have space? I'd like to play." The answer will be no, you may not play. So you have to make the reservation in advance. And part of this is the county order under the restrictions, they don't even want the pro shop open. They want everything done online, paid online, so that people just go in and go play. That's ideally what they're looking for. Online payments are required. So you will be able to make your reservation in, according to, like if you have a player's card, I think you can make it 2 weeks in advance. That will still take place. You will need to pay for that within 24 hours of your tee time. So if you make a reservation for next Monday, Sunday, you need to go into the system and pay for it. We understand that one person, can make a tee time for four people. That one person doesn't pay for all four because we all know us golfers, if somebody paid for me, I wouldn't pay him back. So, you know, we can't make that guy pay for all four because he might not get his money back because golfers, we don't pay back. We just want to take it. So what it will mean is all four will need to go in and pay in advance. That will give us a printout on the day of the reservation so that the starter will let you through. Player's card prepaid will not be allowed during these restrictions. So you'll be paying this all with Visa cards. I guess there's some, I don't know about this. Player's card, there's some player's card prepaid stuff. That won't happen during this time. Let's see. Cash will not be allowed. You have to pay for this stuff online. Got to do it in advance. No cash. And by the way, there's no cash if you buy something at the snack bar. You will have to phone it in, and or if you wait till you get there, but you will use a credit card to pay for it. All right, checking in for golf on the day of play. The starter will be staged near the first tee. All golfers will check in with the starter when you arrive. Groups will be called to the first tee by the starter. Scorecards, pencils, tees will only be provided upon request. They're not going to put them out. And that's to minimize people touching things back and forth. So you'd have to ask for it. All right, we are going to be limiting people to one person per golf cart, except for people who occupy the same house. So two people who occupy the same house may share a golf cart. Now, because of this, we're asking if you have a golf cart, use your golf cart so we don't run out of golf carts. If you use your own golf cart and haven't paid a trail fee, you'll be allowed to use your golf cart, but you will still pay the higher rate as if you had not paid the trail fee, just like normal. You can use your golf cart, but you're not going to get the trail fee people's discount. Walking is going to be allowed on both courses for the moment. So if you want to walk and push a cart, that's okay. Keep in mind, I'm going to get there. There will be no water on the golf course anywhere. The ice machines will be turned off. The water in the ice machines will be turned off. The water out on the golf course is going to be turned off. No water whatsoever. You need to bring thermoses and water to take care of your entire round. You won't be able to refill them. This is part of the county order. They do not want contact with water. Now, you can buy bottled water at the snack bar. You can buy bottled water. So use of private carts will be allowed. Without paying the trail fee, you will just be purchasing the higher rate on the golf course. Okay, maximum. Okay, during the pro shop will be open from 6 a.m. until 1 p.m. Only one golfer will be allowed in the pro shop at a time. Golfers will have to wait outside the golf shop in a designated area until called in by staff. And the golf course procedures I'm now coming up with is all part of the county order to help with the social distancing of golfers. First of all, for the driving range, there'll be no practicing on the range when people pay a fee. So if you remember, we used to, I don't hold me to the actual amount, I think we paid $10 and you could go out and hit balls for an hour. That you may not do. The only people that will be allowed to use the range are the people who are going to go play golf. The driving range will be available for the only golfers, no practicing. Range balls will no longer be put in a bucket. The range balls will be sitting there 9 feet apart. This is also a directive of county. They don't want anybody touching the balls, and they don't want anybody touching the baskets that hold the balls. The bag stands, club washers, trash cans are going to be removed from everywhere. There'll be no bag stands, club washers, no trash cans out on the golf course. No club washers on the golf course. We don't have that. No garbage cans on the golf course. You need to take care of your own garbage. Take care of it. Putting greens will not have cups or flags. None of the putting greens. There'll just be a big putting green. So if you want to putt, you know, put down a tee, I guess, and try to hit a tee. And if you can hit the tee, you're putting real well. Practice time. You're restricted to 30 minutes, so you're allowed to arrive 30 minutes before your tee time. We do not want people arriving an hour before because we're going to get a congestion of groups of people, and that's what the county order is trying to avoid. So you may arrive 30 minutes before your tee time. You may hit balls, and then you'd be ready to play. The driving range is going to close at 1 o'clock every day as soon as the last tee time goes off. The south tee, the south practice area is for instruction only. No, you may not go down there to hit balls. You may go down there to practice on the putting green, but you cannot take balls down there. Don't do that. Greens. Flag sticks must be left in the cup. A section of PVC will be placed in the cup so that golf balls are easily retrieved without contact of the flag stick. So the idea is the ball is not going to go in the cup. Bunkers. All bunker rakes are removed. There'll be no rakes. You may lift, clean, and place your ball in a bunker on a smooth spot because people will be walking around in the bunker. Your ball might go into a footprint, so you can pick it up and smooth out a spot and then put your ball down and then play it. Sand and seed. Individual sand and seed containers are being removed from the golf course, so there'll be no sand containers on your golf cart. That is true if there's no sand on the golf cart. You can't pour it into a divot. So if you have a divot, try to put the grass back, but no sand containers. Now, sand and seed is available in large containers throughout the golf course, and that's because many of you with a private golf cart, you have a sand container, so you can utilize that. Scoops are removed from inside the large sand containers because we don't want people with contacts. You're going to have to fill it up on your own. The restrooms will be open. We recommend every single golfer bringing disinfectant wipes or disinfectant gels in order to use the restrooms. Ice and water. Here's where it gets tough because it's going to be heating up. You must bring your own beverages. You must bring your own water. You must have enough for the entire round. All the water will be shut off. Cups, lids, straws have been eliminated. We're not providing anything. The ice machine and the water machine, it's all turned off. Now on the golf carts, the sand bottles, coolers, tees, pencils, scorecards, they're all removed. For the golf carts, the touched areas are sanitized before each use. Steering wheels, handles, seats, etc. We remove it all. We will sterilize it all. You will be responsible for loading your own bag on your golf cart. The staff will not do that. They will not load it and they will not unload it. Upon completion of your round, your golf cart is to park at the east entrance to the cart barn. Golfers are required to dispose of all your own garbage. We do not want staff in contact with that garbage. You still be doing posting for all you golfers that keep track. Snack bar hours are 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Signs about the snack bar will be placed on hole number 9 and 18 with the phone information, so you could call in if you want something. Credit card payments are recommended at that time, but cash is eliminated. You may not use cash. Okay, there's golf. And if you have questions, if I miss something, be sure to let me know. Basic idea, no water, have to wear masks all the time, have to take care of all your own stuff. Please your own golf cart. One person per cart. Occupants of the same household may share a cart. And then after that, go have fun. I'm sure the restrictions sound, some people might say, onerous. I think they're, hey, it's doable. You get to play. Look on the bright side. You're going to get to play. Now, let's talk about payment. We will send out later today the online prepaid golf fee procedure, because you're going to go to a different website. You'll make your reservation, and then you'll go to this other website for Shadow Hills where you'll make your payment. And we will send out those instructions later today. We'll send those out in a message. So just so we understand the sequence, you make a reservation, click on that, and then 24 hours before, you'll go to a separate website where you'll then check in and make your credit card payment. So each person in the foursome will then make the payment. Now let's talk about tennis, pickleball, bocce. It kind of all flows the same, but I'll go through each one just because I'm here. Give me something to do. First of all programs and events for all of these clubs are canceled. So no club will have priority to the courts at all. All reservations will be individual reservations on a first-come, first-served basis by telephone only. Now, for tennis, Same thing. All water will be shut off. No ice machines, no water. You must bring everything you need to play. Players, you must make a reservation for a match before arrival. Players must wear a mask at all times. Oh, this will come up. This is for golf. This is for everything. When you're through with your round, you may not gather, talk, have a good time. You must leave the facility. When you're done playing golf, you say goodbye, good to see everybody, and go home. The stay-at-home order is still in effect. The gathering order is still in effect. So you cannot sit there and gather for 15 minutes talking about how wonderful your golf game was. You can't do that. So immediately you're done, you put your garbage, take your clubs, go home. Okay, in the case of tennis, maximum of 4 people on a court. Now, I know some people, this came up, you might have 6 people and you're rotating in and out. You may not do it. 4 people only, that's it. That's all that's allowed. People may not stand outside because there's no spectators. That's gathering. That violates the county order. Players must maintain social distancing. Now, this is the funniest part that we all recognize is the county order says you're going to play tennis and maintain social distancing. We all know, I've played tennis, there are times when you both are going to be within 6 feet of each other. We understand it. Just play the game. If you can, don't get next to each other. When you take a break, don't get next to each other. But we understand when you're playing, it's going to happen. The county's allowing for that. When they say players must maintain social distancing, it's when you're getting ready to get on that court, when you're breaks, and when you're playing, if you don't have to be next to each other, don't be. Tennis balls will be touched by every player. You'll have a mask on. Try to be mindful. Don't touch your face. We encourage every player to bring sanitizer, sanitizing wipes to wipe down hands between games, handles, doorknobs, everything. I guess there's a ball recycle bin for used tennis balls. That will not be available. Staff will take that away. Take your balls back home. Dispose of them any way you want. No spectators are allowed at any time on any court. The people playing is it. If spectators are there, it'll violate the gathering rule. And if we do that, we have to shut the courts down, according to the county order. Ball machine is not permitted. It will not be allowed to be used. No rotation of players, 4 players maximum. No events or gatherings of any kind. So the idea is you make a reservation, you go play, and then you leave. Now, it's real possible that you play at 8 o'clock and somebody's playing at 9:30 right behind you. When they're waiting, please stay away from each other. The people on the court leave. The other people come on, stay away from each other, and then go play. Have fun. Only Sun City residents, members, may play. Ooh, I didn't say that about golf. I left that off my list. I'm going to have to add it. There will be no guests allowed for golf. None. Not even a family member staying with you. No guests. Only the residents that are registered here as members may play. No guests. I got to add that. Hey, Roland, if you hear this, we got to add that to the list here. Okay. Tennis, no guests. Okay, players, you will be allowed to use the Montecito restroom. So if you're a tennis player, you'll use the restrooms on the end of that building. We will block off coming into the clubhouse. The rest of the clubhouse is closed. Santa Rosa, they'll open up that door, that one end of the Santa Rosa. You can use the restroom, but that's it. The rest will be blocked off. Pickleball, pretty much the same thing because you're all kind of there. No water. Have to bring your own water. You have to make a reservation. 4 people maximum. You must wear a mask at all time upon exit of the vehicle. You must keep it on the entire time during play. Maximum of 4 people on a court. No rotation of players at all. No spectators. Please maintain social distancing. Pickleballs will be touched by everybody. Please don't touch your face. We encourage all players to bring hand sanitizer and sanitize everything. We're trying to keep this down. No spectators. I think I already talked about that. There'll be no events, programs, or gatherings of any kind. So, pickleball club, you have no priority to those courts. All six courts will be for reservation only. Only Sun City Shadow Hill residents may play. No guests. And the same thing, you'll be able to use the restrooms at the Santa Rosa there. But the rest of the clubhouse is closed. Now, bocce ball. This one will be a little tough for some people who don't have equipment. We will not loan out bocce ball equipment. We don't want to put the staff at risk, so no equipment's going out. If you don't have bocce ball equipment, you're going to have to purchase some if you want to play. Same thing, no water. Have to bring your own water. You have to make a reservation. Have to wear masks. We are only allowing 4 people on a court. You may not play with 5 to 10 people. Only 4 per court. You must maintain social distancing. We are only going to allow 3 courts to be used at the Montecito and 1 court at the Santa Rosa. And the idea is it'll be every other court. So the in courts and the middle court will be used, but the 2 in between will not be used at all. Bring your own hand sanitizer. Same thing. No spectators. So you can have 4 people on the court, but no spectators. Can't watch. And no events, no programs, no gatherings, no guests. And you will be able to use the restroom. We will open the gate at the Montecito pool. There's a bathrooms right there if you need a bathroom. However, the waters will be turned off. So at the Montecito, courts 1, 3, and 5 will be open. At the Santa Rosa, court 1 will be open. Now, all courts are available for open play on a first-come, first-served basis. This is for all 3 sports. They may be reserved 1 week in advance by calling the Montecito Fitness Club desk, Fitness Center desk. You may not walk in and make a reservation. The doors will be locked, and they won't open them. Reservations can be made phone call only between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. Monday through Friday. So you would call to make your reservation, and then you'd go do it. But it's only between 8 and 12. And we're going to mail out this list of instructions, and on there is the phone number. So what we've got, county order for the moment, is allowing some of these activities. We're not allowed other activities. We're going to work on it. Attorneys are working on trying to find out. So for the moment, golf, pickleball, tennis, bocce, we'll open up Friday. Reservations will be taken Thursday. And then the reservations will go out for a week. That way we make sure staff's on board. So please help us all, folks. Please be responsible about this. We want to make sure everybody stays safe as this keeps working. Be safe, be healthy, and we'll talk very soon. If you have questions, please write to me, because if we have to update these lists, we will do it. Thank you very much. See you all soon.
And this obviously is a fluid situation, so we'll be talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.